And then the sand field was the, mm-hmm. the sandy field.
Mm-hmm. Ever had a kind of soil that was part sand and part clay?
Mm-hmm. That would, I think we call that loamy soil.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do you have a special name for, say, flat lowland along a stream or a branch?
And it was a bottomland.
Bottomland. Mm-hmm.
And that was usually rich because of the sediment, I guess, when the streams were out of the banks, from flood times.
Mm-hmm. So that was a pretty good place to plant.
Productive soil.
Mm-hmm. And what about low-lying grassland? Any name for that? Or say land that was really good for nothing but raising grass and clover and alfalfa.
Pasture land, I guess.
Something like mm-hmm. that. What about land that had water on it all year round, standing water all the time?
A swamp.
Mm-hmm. Any other name for that?
A swamp?
Swamp.
No. Marsh and marshland. Mm-hmm. But another reason I said the swamp and the swamp, mm-hmm. my husband and I was running an argument. He says swamp and I say swamp. And we have a lot of fun over that.
Yeah, there are a lot of things like that that people use. Let's see. What would you have to do to the swamps? You say, now if the land were a bit swampy and you wanted to put some cultivation.
Well, you'd have to drain it.
Mm-hmm. And what do you call the thing that you would dig to drain it?
A ditch.
Anything else that people might
Well,
use?
If you had a natural erosion there, it would be a gully.
Mm-hmm. But that's natural erosion.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned gully. You have a name for, say, a deep, narrow valley that's cut by the stream mm-hmm. of a river.
A ravine.
Mm-hmm. And
not a ravine.
Ravine, not a ravine.
That's an argument.
What are some of the kinds of running water you have? What are the running bodies of water?
Well, we call it a branch, or a river, or a creek.
What's the difference between the three?
A branch is very small. A brook, which that word we never use. Mm-hmm. We call it a branch.
Mm-hmm.
A creek would be somewhat larger, and a river would be quite a bit larger.
Mm-hmm. What are the names of some of the creeks and rivers and branches around here?
Well, we have Pea River and Kanaka River and Whitewater Creek and Walnut Creek and Big Creek that I mentioned earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I can't think of any others. Surely there are more.
Oh, that's okay.
Beeman's Creek.
What do you call them? A small rise, in the
hill.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the thing you open a door with?
A doorknob.
Ever use the term knob for a hill? Ever mm-hmm. heard that used around
mm-hmm.
here?
Is it? But it usually be a knoll.
A knoll. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a difference between a knoll and a hill?
A hill would be, to me, would be a slightly higher.
Mm-hmm.
A knoll would be just a gentle rise.
And what if it's even higher than a hill? So like up in East Tennessee.
Oh, well, those would be mountains.
Mm-hmm. And what would you call, say, the rocky side of a mountain that drops off very sharp?
A cliff.
Mm-hmm. And let's see, if you had more than one of those, you'd have what? You'd have two.
The cliffs.
Mm-hmm. And have you ever been up in the mountains very much?
Yes.
You know what? This may not be familiar, not really familiar to me, but if you have a road that runs in a low place in the mountains, you call that a what? You
know? Pass.
Mm-hmm. And let's see, what do you call the places where a boat stops and freight's unloaded?
The dock, a
mm-hmm.
port.
Anything else you call that? What if it's out in a pond where you just tie your...
A pier.
A pier. Would you ever call it a pier if you unloaded freight on it?
No.
Probably not. Mm-hmm. I don't think I would either. We talked about mountains. What would you call them? And you see there's a lot in the mountains. Where you have a stream that just comes over the side.
And the waterfall.
Mm-hmm.